Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the sixth shir, Rambam Hilchos Malachim 6:4. What we saw was, is that according to the Rambam, when the Shiva Amim in our Mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvahs, it gives them a nuchalos shem of Geirei Toshav, and Memela, they are not killed. That's the Yisod, Tamsis Yisod Hadvarim, that we have to know. And of course, this is the sixth shir, we've already seen a lot. And now we're going weiter. So it would appear that even according to Rashi and the Raivid, we saw Rashi in the Raibid, Rashi in Chukas, the Raibid here in Halacha, hey, say that you're not Potseach L'Shalom for the other nations, for the Shiva Amimin. You don't offer them peace. Kepash, this Divrei HaSifri, the Pasuk, Yisikra V'l'ir, that it's talking about a Mochemes Rishus, and not a Mochemes Mitzvah. Even according to Rashi and the Ravid, now we can say that if they're makabel the Sheva Mitzvahs, they're taka not nerak, like we saw from the Sifri, that if they do tshuva, they're not nerak. If they're makabel the Sheva, different Sifri, makabel the Sheva Mitzvahs, they're not nerak. We saw also in the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Mem Hei that if they did the makabel the Mitzvahs, they're not nerak. And if the Ravid was masig, why didn't the Rambam write in kabbalas Mitzvahs b'zayin amimin? Rambam just write Hishlimu b'zayin amimin. You didn't write kabbalas zayin mitzvah, you'll do makabel zayin mitzvahs. So the Ravid is bothered. Because even according to the Ravid Ladaito, even holds that if they do tshuva, they're not killed. Just before Al, you're not makabel them from the reason Rashi wrote in Sota, because they're not sincere. When they're makabel geiris, they're not sincere. And maybe you're not makabel, and maybe they're chayiv mis, and the din of the Sifri, that they're not killed, is when avru v'kiblu, is when they're makabel these geirim, like the Rambam writes in his Surei Bia, Gid Gimel Tesvav, and geiris li Yisrael, like with Mandobet v'shlomo, she'avru hadyotos v'kiblu. That the hadiotos, the simpletons, were over on the on a prohibition, and they were makabel geirim, even though they should not have done so, because this was a time it was very advantageous to be a Jew. So the geiris was perceived as being insincere. Ve'alzem eikar adin habalenis geiru, and therefore meikar adin, the geiris is a valid geiris, and the vein narogin, and that's what the Ra'im writes. The Das Rashi, we saw the Ra'im, the Mizrahi. In Shir number 3, writes Ladas Rashi in Parshas Chukas and Parshas Shoftim, Shebishar Melchomas, you only need Mas and Abdus and not Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and that is not affected by the Sheva Amimin, but Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is effective. And he writes, and there's no Adin of Kriya Shalom B'Zayin Amimin, so now we understand the mice of the Givonim, why do they have to make that ruse and pretend they're coming from a faraway land, and they're not members of the Sheva Amimin? That the Rishonim say, the Rishonim have a kasha. Shiva Amim, you're also Korei L'Shalom. So why do the Givonim have to play that game? Why do they have to do that trick? But according to Rashi, it's very good because you're not Korei L'Shalom by the Shiva Amim. The only problem is that the Givonim were makabel the Sheva Mitzvahs. According to the Lecha Mishnah, the Givonim were makabel Sheva Mitzvahs. So Mimela, you could be makabel then. So why do they have to do that trick? The only problem is also Kash according to Rashi. Even according to others who aren't used, they say you are Korei L'Shalom, so why do the Givonim have to, you are Korei L'Shalom to the Zayin Amim, and why do they have to do the trick and pretend they're not from the Zayin Amim, they're from a faraway land? But even according to Rashi, it's fair. Why is this any better according to Rashi? Because what's the answer according to the other Rishonim? Because they didn't know. They didn't realize that they'd be able to make peace now. They thought it was already too late, like we saw in the Rambam. But what does it help according to? So according to Rashi, we have the same kasha. According to Rashi, if they're makabel Sheva Mitzvahs, it does work. So why do they have to make this ruse? So it must be Rashi says like the other Rishonim. That's because they simply didn't know. So why is Rashi any better than the other Rishonim? Mizrahi is trying to bring a raya for Rashi from the Givonim. No raya at all. Everybody holds the reason they had to do the trick is because they didn't know that they could do that tshuva would help and they'd be saved. That's the Kasha Lecha Mishnah. So based on what we said, Ladas Rashi, it's true. If they'd be makabel the Sheva Mitzvahs, they're not killed. But they wouldn't have been makabel then. Like we saw in Rashi and Sota, since their Geirus wasn't sincere, they wouldn't have been Makabel then. And therefore they had to do that trick. They had to play that game and say they came from a faraway land. So Memela, there's no Yira. There's no, the Jews wouldn't assume that they're accepting the Geirus out of pure fear. And they'd be Makabel them. They have to be Makabel them. They don't hold that their Geirus isn't sincere. And therefore they had a kasha. So if they're Makabel them, so why were they Begavon and Myrim? Why did they play that game? Why did they do that trick? But after they were makabel them, and they swore that they're going to make this peace treaty, so it's not a shvul levatel es hamitzvah because there's no mitzvah. So now we understand the Gemara in Gittin daf Mevov Amud Aleph that the only reason the shvul wasn't chal is because it was betos. Like we saw earlier that even the Das Rashi and the Ravid wasn't a shvul levatel es hamitzvah. It wasn't a shvul levatel es hamitzvah according to anybody. So why wasn't the shvul chal? It wasn't levatel es hamitzvah because if you're makabel them, then the geirus is a good geirus. Because they're allowed to be misgayer. They're allowed to become geiri toshu lechatchila according to Rashi not because they're not sincere. But once they do what they do, so the shvul is not a shvul levatel es hamitzvah. So why wasn't the shvul chal? For a different reason, because it was done under mistaken pretenses. So we can also answer the kasha of the Ramban b'perush al Torah. Yimasha kosev l'gabi Shlomo shekol anoyser ba'omen ha'amori lo yochul b'nei Yisrael l'hachurima v'yalim Shlomo l'mas oivet v'reikei m'shanatzen Shlomo ose melachto govri yodo olayim v'yochul l'hachurima v'bal korch ha'shemot ro'el ha'kaimo k'yemet shekiblu zayim mitzvus. V'yikshel adas Rashi. V'lefi mashen izbor, k'shem shekosev Rambam. Bisurei bia legabi geirus liyisrael bezman shlomo idei bezin shel diotos uvedin diyei shlomo ken legabi geirus de geirtos bezman shlomo shkiblin haviyotos v'chai gavne gam ladas Rashi in erogin. So Ramban asked on Rashi legabi shlomo that whoever remained of the Amorites, the Jewish people didn't kill them, and they were just made as workers. But since Shlomo was made them workers, he was stronger, so then he could also make sure that they were executed. So it must be that it's mutter to be mekayim them, even if they're makabel, since they're makabel sheva mitzvahs. And this the Ramban says the kasha and Rashi that kabbalah sheva mitzvahs doesn't help. But based on what we said, just like the Rambam writes in the Surah Bia Parakid Gimel, the gabi geris li Yisrael b'zman shlomo adei beidin shel adiotos the b'di yevet, they're valid geirim. So v'adin the gabi geris the geiri toshe b'zman shlomo shekiblim hediotos. So it's just like by geiri tzedek b'zman shlomo, so to the gabi geiri toshe b'zman shlomo. They were makabel them, and melein erogim gam ledas Rashi, because that's why kolam anosim and amori lochul bnei Yisrael achrimam, because they were makabel the sheva mitzvus and melein erogim. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, next time we're going to hopefully go back there and we're going to see another reason why Shlomo didn't execute these members of the Sheva Amimin in this Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Where it says, Kol Am Anoser Min Amori Lo Yichlu B'nei Yisrael Achrimam V'yalim Shlomo L'mas Oved. So why I didn't kill them? So what we said now was because they were Makabel design mitzvahs. And that works even Ladas Rashi. Even though ideally they're not supposed to accept them according to Rashi, but if they're accepted, they're accepted. So Mitzvah Shem, we're going to see something else next time. And we have a lot more to talk about. I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.